اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. And after it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi. Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi's father was Siddiq al-Minshawi, a great Egyptian reciter who was the contemporary of Sheikh Muhammad Rifat, Sheikh Mansur Baddar, Sheikh Ali Mahmud, and Sheikh Ahmad Nada. His grandfather, Sheikh Taib, was a Quran calligrapher. Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi had two brothers who were both Quran reciters, Ahmad Siddiq al-Minshawi and Mahmud Siddiq al-Minshawi. Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi, the oldest brother, was born in 1920. He started memorization of the Noble Quran at an early age, and when he was 9 years old, he started holding Quran recitation gatherings at nights of the Islamic month of Ramadan, and continued it for several years. Then he entered Egyptian radio and broadcasting his beautiful voice along with his sorrowful tone and precise articulation of each and every letter increased his popularity. He traveled to some countries including Syria, Saudi Arabia, Palestine, Kuwait, and Jordan to recite the verses of the Noble Quran. He took a trip to Indonesia in 1955 at the age of 35 along with Sheikh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad. In 1966, he traveled to Iraq, and in 1967, he traveled to Libya along with Sheikh Khalil al-Husari. This prominent master of Quran recitation passed away in 1969, the same year when he traveled to Libya at the age of 49. May Allah bless him. Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Alaq, verses 1 to 8. Recited by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وربك الأكرم الذي
اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم
Dear friends, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and what you just listened to was recitation of Suratul Alaq from the very beginning to the end of verse 8, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi, he had a very extensive knowledge of the riwayat and qira'at, the methods of recitation by different rawis and qaris. Because, you know, a qari is a person who has heard the recitation of the Qur'an. Okay?
Okay.
And the rawi is a person who has narrated that qira'ah, who has learned from that qari, from that reciter. And that's why we could have different riwayas from the same qari. For example, Hafs has two riwayas. Hafs an Aslam and Shu'bah an Aslam. The qari is the same, it's Aslam. The rawi is different. The rawi is, it could be Hafs, which is the famous riwaya, or it could be Shu'bah, which is not so famous.
Okay.
And Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi, he had very extensive knowledge and of these riwayat, and he would use different riwayas and qira'as in his recitation. For example, in this recitation, he begins with a qira'ah which is not hafs. And how do we know this? Verse 4 of this surah reads, "Alladhi 'allama bil qalam." This isn't hafs. But the riwayah that he's using reads in this way, "Alladhi 'allama bil qalam."
Makes the meme saken.
Bil qalam. Yes, the meme becomes saken. Or probably idgham takes place. "Allama bil qalam." It could be this. I'm not sure whether this is ikhfa of meme saken or idgham. Anyway, it's a different riwayah. The second time he reads verses 1 to 5 of this surah, he recites in Warsh An-Nafi'. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ. We have the naql of the fatha, transfer of the fatha to the previous saken letter. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ becomes خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ, as if the lam gets a kasra.
We forget about the Navra of Hamza.
Yes. And of course, at the end, he uses Hafs an Asim. And he uses different maqamat. He first used maqam Rast, then he used maqam Sika, one of the branches of maqam Sika, known as Iraq, which is a combination of Sika and Bayati. And Sheikh Minshawi, he makes, in fact, he uses this branch of Sika a lot in his recitations. And he also, at the end, he uses Maqam Bayati. And at the end, he uses Maqam Bayati and finishes his recitation.
Now let's talk about tajweed points, brother.
Okay, one tajweed point which is very beneficial to know about is the tafkhim and tarqiq in words such as khalaqa. We have tafkhim of kha followed by tarqiq of lam, followed by tafkhim of qaf again. So we have one tafkhim followed by one tarqiq followed by another tafkhim. We have one tarqiq in between two tafkhims. So we have to make sure that the letter of isti'la is pronounced with tafkhim and the one letter of istifal is pronounced with tarqiq. We don't mix them up.
Each letter must have his own character, actually.
That's right. So, kha, we pronounce the kha with tafkhim. We don't say kha, kha. We say kha. Kha la. Lam is pronounced with tarqiq. We don't
spread lips.
We spread the lips, and also the root of the tongue is not raised.
Yes.
And again, for qaf, we open the mouth vertically.
And we again make the root of the tongue raised.
To make it easy, for tafkhim, the mouth opens vertically. For tarqiq, the mouth opens horizontally. Khalaqa. This is the easiest way of reading such words.
Khalaqa.
Khalaqa. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ or خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ, we have إِخْفَاء of نُون ساكنه and the word الْإِنسَانَ. Of course, the way Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi, he applied the إِخْفَاء in a very unusual way. This could be relevant to the قِرَاءَ or the riwayah, I'm not sure. He said خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ as if there was no nasalization. Isan.
He ignores noon, actually.
He ignores the noon, but there's no nasalization. Yeah. It's only oral.
He ignores noon completely, I mean.
Yeah. This could be a riwaya or a special way of reciting a riwaya. I don't know.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق